This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 10th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a story about how climate change may be affecting the types of birds we see in Illinois. Also coming up, we'll get a forecast, a big storm to our south. We'll get the details from AM 580's Mike Sola first to look at today's news. Governor Rob Blagojevich has put 450 jobs on the line as he and the General Assembly wrestle with a shortfall in this year's state budget. The governor says he may not release $18 million earmarked for the University of Illinois Extension unless lawmakers free up the money to resolve a $750 million deficit. That's forcing the extension to consider sending out layoff notices to about half its employees, who advise farmers and run a range of educational programs, including 4-H. Gary Beaumont is an extension spokesman.
Nobody has been notified yet, but we're developing a plan, and we have to do that. We have to assume that this money is not coming, and we have to be fiscally responsible and to stop the loss as quickly as possible here.
Beaumont says the ultimate loss could total $29 million when you factor in matching funds that rely on state money. Champaign Democratic Senator Mike Frerich says it would be a mistake to cut extension funding.
Back in my district, I hear about it from a lot of my constituents who benefit from the cooperative extension. I think the governor is holding extension hostage in order to get what he wants. But I think it's too good of a program to put it in that position.
Beaumont says talks are going on with lawmakers and U of I officials to head off the loss. Frerich says he remains optimistic that funding cuts can be avoided. An Illinois senator who had a highly publicized run-in with Governor Blagojevich last year is calling on the governor to leave office. Senator Mike Jacobs of East Moline says his fellow Democrat has made a shambles of state government. Jacobs says he's especially troubled that Blagojevich's name has surfaced during an ongoing political corruption trial. Jacobson says the trial interferes with the governor's ability to lead the state.
I've just had it up to here with government in Illinois not being able to move forward. And, if the captain of the ship is unable to steer the ship because he's hiding in the basement or in the bottom of the boat, then we need a new captain.
Prosecutors have not charged the governor with any wrongdoing. Blagojevich says he had no knowledge of an alleged scheme to rig votes on state panels in exchange for campaign contributions. Yesterday, a spokesperson for Blagojevich says the governor has no plans to step down. Safety inspections are expected to ground another 900 American Airlines flights today. Yesterday, the airline canceled about 1,000 flights, about 150 of them from O'Hare. Mary Frances Fagan is American's Chicago spokeswoman. She says the airline is inspecting wiring in its MD-80 jets to make sure it meets federal guidelines.
This can take a while to go through these aircraft, and we have specially trained people who know what they're looking for and are doing everything possible, but it just takes time.
Fagan says American tries to book displaced passengers on other flights, sometimes with other airlines. She says the company will reimburse customers for hotel costs if they're forced to stay an extra night away from home. Meanwhile, the head of Willard Airport says lines at the American Airlines ticket counter there have gotten longer as people come in to rebook flights. But Steve Wanzik says no flights to or from Champaign-Urbana were affected directly by the mechanical cancellations. Officials with an auto parts plant in Paris, Illinois, hope to get back to the bargaining table soon with nearly 150 union workers. Those with UAW Local 2343 voted to strike over the weekend. The employees of ZF Boga Elast Metal want improvements in salary and benefits. A spokesman for the company, Frank Buscemi, says the work stoppage comes at a difficult time for ZF Boga, which is in the process of consolidating all its North American operations in Paris, Illinois. But Buscemi says increased competition with foreign auto parts suppliers has made it a rough time for the entire industry.
I don't know that it would be considered a surprise in light of the current situation, but this plant would be the sole provider of rubber metal components within our company within North America. And in that light, it is disappointing. But you get to the table and you keep talking and you work out an agreement that can work for both parties.
Buscemi says current talks are stalled, but another negotiation session was to be held late this week. The union couldn't be reached for comment. The Champaign County Board votes in 2 weeks on the first nominees to serve on its new county nursing home board. The Policy and Appointments Committee last night endorsed the nomination of Dr. Charles Lansford to serve on the panel, as well as county board members, Republican Alan Nudo and Democrat Jan Anderson. County Board Chairman Pius Weibel says he hopes the first nominations will encourage more applications for the remaining four seats on the Nursing Home Governing Board. He says he's received about five applications so far.
Just looked at the number of applications versus the number of spots. I could have waited until next month. I thought that the earlier I get a person on board, that the sooner that person can start talking to Mr. Buffenbarger and looking at the nursing home and perhaps coming up with ideas.
Andrew Buffenbarger is the county nursing home's administrator. Applications will be taken until April 25th. Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing says she hopes to have a successor to Bruce Walden in line by this summer. Walden was Urbana's chief administrative officer until he was dismissed by Prussing nearly a year ago. The mayor says his successor will be called simply the administrative officer, the name used in the city statute, and Prussing says she's revised the job duties for the post.
I added responsibilities on economic development, on weighing projects for the costs and the benefits so we know what we're getting, and if things actually worked out the way we planned them to. And basically, this person's supposed to be the right hand to the mayor.
The job description in ads for the position includes nothing about making recommendations on appointments of department and division heads. That was a duty listed for the administrative officer in the city code. Prussing says if necessary, she'll push to change the city code to match her conception of the job. And she says feedback from council members indicates they're comfortable with the change. The deadline for applying is passed, and Prussing says interviews of job candidates will start this month. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Residents of the Midwest may have noticed a change in the kinds of birds visiting their feeders. A few experts in Illinois and in Iowa think global warming may be at least partially to blame. Illinois Public Radio's Michelle O'Neill reports.
Cardinal and house finch calls are just a couple of sounds people in the Midwest hear in their backyards, but a local wildlife biologist says the numbers of most bird species are declining, and global warming is probably making it worse. Kelly McKay says birds are just like canaries in a coal mine.
The vast majority of species are declining, and that's the same way with amphibians. We see massive amphibian declines worldwide. That's an indication that something's not right, you know, that something in the environment's not going right, and, you know, we should be looking at these population declines as, hey, these species that are warning us that there's something wrong in the environment, and as much as we like to think that we're divorced from the natural world, if there's something wrong in the environment, it's going to eventually affect us.
Mark Krezewick works as an organizer in Iowa for the Sierra Club's National Coal Campaign. He says in the Midwest, climate changes include more flooding along with more droughts.
Well, you see a combination of, you know, greater inundation of some of the wetland areas along the riverbanks. And then as cycles extend, you'll see much lower water levels at times. And so these extremes make it difficult for species that utilize those wetland areas along the river deal with those rapid changes in water levels and availability. And that's not a good thing, for the most part, for stability of ecosystems and for species survival.
Krezewick also says bird watchers and environmentalists aren't the only ones who've noticed the drop in numbers.
This is something we've also seen that it's really worried a lot of hunters and anglers. When you look at duck populations in the upper Midwest and the prairie pothole region, you see a lot of wetlands starting to dry up. And actually, there's been studies that have shown from the mid-century to the end of the century, duck populations could decline as much as 50 to 65%.
Climate change may also affect birds' hormone levels, nesting habits, and migratory patterns. Corps of Engineers Park Ranger Don Bardol says about 10 years ago, the American white pelican began visiting eastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois again after an absence of 100 years or more.
They nested very, very heavily in the prairie potholes across northern Iowa. And then when the prairie potholes were drained for farming, that habitat disappeared. Evidently, there was no reason for them to come this way. But how does a bird make up its mind what direction it's going to fly? You would think the migratory routes that had been bred into the bird for maybe tens of thousands of years, who knows how long, would continue. So the question still remains, why did they quit coming this way, and why did they come back?
Kelly McKay also organizes the annual Christmas bird count in the Quad Cities.
Well, we're finding a greater number of these birds and a greater number of species that now are occurring more widespread throughout the Midwest during the winter months. I mean, there's things like yellow-rumped warblers and field sparrows and white-throated sparrows and eastern bluebirds, robins, red-winged blackbirds, grackles, double-crested cormorants, great blue herons, yellow-bellied sapsuckers. There's just hermit thrushes.
But the main reason bird populations are declining is not climate change. It's the loss of habitat. McKay says 95% of the wetlands in the Midwest were drained for farming, and urban sprawl is another culprit.
Now, with this rapid climate change coming on, I suspect that this is going to hasten the decline. I mean, you're already talking about species that are already in population stress, and now you're adding, you know, global climate change onto the problem. And these are species that are adapted to a certain climate. And when you change that climate, especially as rapidly as we're seeing the climate change today, no species can adapt that quickly, especially the higher species like mammals and birds and amphibians. And, you know, the higher species can adapt that quickly.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Our forecaster Mike Sola says brace for some heavy rainfall over the next day or so. A flash flood watch is in effect through tomorrow morning for much of central Illinois. Our forecast for today, clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms across the two states with heavy rainfall likely. Highs from 43 in northern Illinois to 75 in far southern Illinois, 63 in Champaign-Urbana. Tonight, slow in the Champaign-Urbana area, 56 under clouds with widespread rain and thunderstorms again. Strong to severe storms and areas of heavy rainfall are possible. Across the two states, lows ranging from 43 in northern Illinois tonight to 63 in southern Indiana. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in Illinois with a few thunderstorms early, then some widely scattered showers possible after that. In Indiana, thunderstorms will end early tomorrow, then scattered showers continuing mainly in the south and eastern parts of the state. Highs from 46 in far northwest Illinois to 72 in southern Indiana. Champaign-Urbana's early high 63 degrees and falling into the low 50s by afternoon. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for April 10th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.